You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning, I'm Austin Cope. The city of Cortez is about to open its new city hall. It's in the former Cortez Journal building across from Park De Vita and the Recreation Center. It's about to open its doors this Friday, March 17th, with tours all day and a ribbon cutting at 5 p.m. Joining me now this morning to talk more about the new city hall is Cortez City Manager Shane Hale. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
So the city seems really excited about this move. Why is this such a big deal?
Well, and it is a big deal for us, but let me do one clarification. We actually opened our doors last Monday. We're just having our open house this Friday.
Good
to know. So we'd scheduled the open house about 8 weeks in advance, and we weren't really sure with the move where we would be.
Uh-huh.
So the open house is this Friday, but people can come right now and do all the business at 123 Roger Smith.
Good to know.
Yes.
Okay, so you can – people, if they need to do anything with the city, that's where to find the city government.
Yes, for any planning and building, water billing, city clerk, city court, all those functions are out of that building.
All right, excellent. Good. Thanks for the clarification.
Sure. And so back to your question, about 30 years ago, the city realized that we were kind of had outgrown our old building, 210 East Main. We went through a needs assessment with an architect and determined, okay, you know, really, city, you need to find other space for your functions. Down the road, we built a new service center and we moved some public works functions out of there and general services and got a little breathing space. A few years later, we were kind of at our wits' end again and totally out of room. The taxpayers voted for the rec center. And we were able to move all of our Parks and Rec people out of that building and got a little bit more space. And then kind of the issue came up again. And so, that, you know, the building has always been just on the verge of really kind of us having outgrown it. And we've provided relief to ourselves in the past. But at this point, there was just nowhere else to go. Not only was City Hall full, but the service center was totally full. We had the police department that was a little bit overrun with people. And then even the rec center. And so over time, we've moved departments that really should be in City Hall away from City Hall. I think a perfect example is planning and building. Most people at home that aren't really in the building trades, if they wanted to get a building permit, if they had a question about a fence or a sidewalk or anything, they would naturally go to City Hall for that. And up until last Monday, that would have been the wrong place for them to go because all those things are up at the service center. So we brought that whole department into City Hall. We've also brought code enforcement that really should have been with planning and building, but planning and building didn't have any room, so they were out of the police department. So we brought them in, and then even somebody out of the rec center that we just didn't have room for in the city hall. So
it sounds like you're consolidating this a little bit.
Well, we are consolidating. I think we're bringing a lot of people who naturally should fit in a city hall back into city hall. But we're also, I think, giving a big sigh of relief to a lot of other city facilities that were also kind of out of space. And so this is, even though the kind of tip of the needle has been at City Hall, it's really been a larger city issue as far as our space needs.
So I have a paper here in front of me, and you do too, with some of the features of this new City Hall.
Right.
Can you describe a few of the features that stand out to you?
Sure. We really try to focus. You know, I don't think that anybody can take energy for granted any longer. You know, it's really something when we talk about electrical consumption, when we talk about natural gas consumptions, water and everything else, I think we really went into this in the mind of we're going to be in this building for 50 or 60 or 70 or 100 years. We're going to be in there for a very long time. And so any investments we can make up front to make the building more energy efficient is just going to save the taxpayers, you know, for decades to come. So with that in mind, we did put in I think with all of our energy upgrades, it's going to be our operating costs will be reduced by 47% if we had just built the building to minimum code requirements. So we put in a lot of thought and energy into the building's HVAC system, you know, the heating and cooling. We put a lot of thought and energy into like the LED replacements that we'd put in. So we upgraded the whole building to LED. We put photovoltaic on the roof to help offset some of our consumption. We put in low flow urinals and everything in the restrooms for our fixtures. And then we brought in a lot of natural sunlight in the building. So I think we've done as many things as we could do that really had a clear return on investment for the taxpayers, and we put those in up front. And I think it's just going to pay back, you know, for decades to come.
How would you compare the upfront investment to the future savings?
Well, you know, most things that we're looking at, we're looking at a 10-year return on investment or sooner. So, for example, I know the photovoltaic that we put on the roof, and we did a lease purchase with that, so it's a little bit different because, you know, this year we'll only spend $4,100 on those panels. But they're set to totally have return on investment on year 7 for the city. So on year 7, we'll break even on those panels, and then everything is warrantied for 25 years. So for the next 18 years, it'll just be, you know, more I wouldn't call it revenue producing, but certainly expenditure offset for the next 18 years. We're anticipating that little array will save the taxpayers $75,000 in that time. So, you know, all these investments that we did, we were really looking at, like I say, kind of that 10-year return on investment or less.
Let's switch gears now and talk about the old City Hall on Main Street. Mm-hmm. What happens to that? Where is the city going with that? I noticed the building's up for sale.
It is, and I'm really happy to announce that I'm actually taking an offer to City Council on Tuesday. So we do have an offer right now, and I'm excited about it, and we'll see how City Council receives it. But, you know, it has been shown a lot. We've had a lot of people go through it. I think that just the fact that it's on Main Street and it's got such a great location has turned in a lot of people to take a look.
What does, in general, this transition say about how Cortez is changing?
Well, that's a good, deep, insightful question, Austin.
I really don't know.
Yeah, well, to me, you know, I guess it does show that, you know, at least this council and this community really does have an eye on the future. You know, the purchasing 123 Roger Smith was not an easy decision. You know, it was a big expenditure for the city and something that everybody took really seriously. But I think that we're also kind of, you know, betting on ourselves and investing in ourselves and knowing that, you know, this city is going to be here for a long time to come. This community is going to continue to grow and to prosper. And, you know, we need to plan for that and be ready for that.
Shane Hale is the city manager of the city of Cortez. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Is that it? That's everything? And the city of Cortez will be celebrating the opening of the new Cortez City Hall on Friday, this Friday, March 17th. They'll be having building tours from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the dedication at 5 p.m., as well as a few more building tours after the dedication from 5:30 to 6. That's at the new Cortez City Hall, now at 123 Roger Smith Avenue in Cortez. Also, we should note that the city of Cortez is an underwriter of KSJD.